made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a rocket. Money comes, doesn't stay. Now they say I've got to pay. And the man's got his hands in my pocket. I got the red, white, and blues. Cause I got to pay my dues. The land nearly free, so they call ahead. I said, help me through this mess. The man said,
kiss my IRS.
And left me here with the red, white, and blues. They demand I supply, but my deficit is high.
Welcome, my friends and relatives and loved ones and all those poor souls sitting in the joint right now who may be reading the transcript at some point. Welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We may never hear our regular music again, folks, which makes me very depressed. And it's my pleasure to be here tonight. Sunday night, August 12th, 9:01 p.m., and that means Eastern Standard Time, by the way. That means we have 2 whole hours to get lost in the freedom movement, discussing the beneficiaries in common method of going to peace with the United States Federal Corporation, resolving all of your controversies, and as someone said to me today, getting your life back. My friends, let me just remind you, it isn't your life. And of course it isn't my life. It's the Lord's life, and it's only by His good graces and blessings that we have a brief period of time, a very brief period of time on this green planet. Although it's quickly changing into a brown planet from what I can see if this dry spell keeps up where I'm located. But welcome tonight. I just have a few brief announcements of major importance to some. You probably have heard by now that we are offering a free seminar in September called Collecting in Bankruptcy. And if you find that you're in a scenario where you need to delay certain other proceedings like foreclosures, credit card cases, tax situations, what have you, this might be of interest to you as we explore how you can find yourself in a very powerful creditor position, employing the good graces of the United States Federal Corporation in the form of a delegate of the United States trustee, the trustee in your bankruptcy action, to collect on the debtor's property, which just might be a substantial sum secondary to a commercial lien or other perfected security interest, which, as you know, is the highest form of currency in the United States, in fact, in the throughout almost the entire world, where liability is currency. That's being held September 15th and 16th. In Albany, New York, and the place to go to find out more information and to see if you can be invited. Yes, it's by invitation only. Sorry, folks. We do that to make it a safe environment for the attendees. I wouldn't care if I was in a sewer lecturing to the rats, frankly. Although, come think of it, that'd be hard to discern from my normal day. But I'd be happy to climb down in the sewer with the rats, since I spend much of my day up to my knees in mud anyway. But we want to make it safe for the attendees, not to be confused with the rats. And information can be found at Sam's free seminar at hush.com. Sam's free seminar at hush.com. That music means we're headed for a break. You get a break from me for 3 minutes, you lucky souls, and we'll see you right after the break. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no bread
for the rent. Welcome back, friends. You have the misfortune of listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that means you're listening to me, Dr. Sam Kennedy. Don't you have anything better to do with your Sunday evening than listen to me? I mean, even my wife knows better than that. But anyway, it's my pleasure. In fact, it's my honor to have you here, folks. I realize the kind of commitment that you fine folks up there have made to BIC, to this program, to the Law Merchant Seminar. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I don't know if anyone's tuning us in on Saturday. Saturday is too nice a day to tune me in. So let me repeat that after consultation with associates and friends and careful deliberation, I simply could not turn my back on what happened at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference last week. It was one of the most profound experiences of my life. Not one thing went wrong. Nothing but positive energy from the most diverse group of freedom-loving people, not only I've seen in my lifetime, but one could imagine people from all walks of life and different religions and different creeds and different backgrounds coming together as I had begged and also predicted for what my intentions were in the future way back at Rockland, which was a year or so ago, maybe, or half a year. I can't track time. And here they were, people from all different communities coming together with this startling realization that, my goodness, this kind of commercial redemption, devotion to freedom, and primary commercial jurisdiction is alive and well in all kinds of pockets of civilization, not just what we think of as the quote-unquote traditional patriot milieu. It was fascinating, and I met some of the brightest people I have ever met in my life, people who could talk circles around me. I've met some who could talk squares around me, people with vast amounts of experience and knowledge and willing to share it with us. So we didn't just lecture. They didn't just have the misfortune of listening to me from 9 till 5, but we had lectures in the evening and experienced notaries to assist and mentors who hooked up with people who were facing indictments over the next 2 or 3 weeks to guide them through initial processes and on and on. And we ate dinner together. We had it catered in, and it was the most outstanding conference I've ever been to, and I have been to medical and writing conferences for 30 years. People came up to me after one after the other saying, this was a life-changing experience, Sam. I'll never forget it. So I did not know what I would do after the conference until I saw what developed during the conference. And it's clear that we have a mandate. Oh, excuse me for sounding like a politician. My apologies to politicians everywhere. But we have a mandate to press forward in at least my particular vision of spreading mentors around this world who know how to execute in commerce and exert jurisdiction in that manner. So we are changing the name of the conference to what it really is, the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, and the 5-day immersion therapy. It's almost like an old ESP conference. Anybody ever see the movie Bob and Ted and Alice, which was back in the 60s, in my case, before I turned to the Lord, and I was secular. Excuse me. You could probably get away with flogging me for that today, and no one would care. But I was secular in my thinking. Bob and Alice and Ted, clear. Would someone please call in and give me the 4 names to that lousy movie? But it began with them going to an EST retreat in the mountains of California. It was an hysterical scene, and I hate to compare what we did to that, but I guess I am. So we'll make it a simile instead of a metaphor. And we're changing the name to the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, because we do gather together in it. We took over practically the whole hotel, friends, except for the law enforcement conference that was in the other section. Now, we found that to be sort of amusing. All these folks walking around with badges around a Sam Kennedy seminar. What are the odds? The Lord had his hand in that one. And had we scheduled the week before, it would have been with the candidates who were taking the bar exam. We could have undone 4 years of law school or 3 years of law school in one night's conference. But anyway, the retreat is being offered October 11th through October 15th. By the way, on the free conference, that is September 15th and 16th, excuse my email, which went out earlier in the week, that said September 14th and 15th. As often happens, I was wrong. Or as I like to say, I'm human, I'll make mistakes, I'll make many more. Even though I know I'm not human, I'm a man, but no one understands that. So the next Law Merchant Leadership Seminar, did I say that? The next Law Merchant Leadership Retreat is being held October 11th through the 15th. We've already had a number of people sign up. Interestingly enough, most of them attendees at the one that was just completed. who wish to go through the gauntlet again. And if you'd like information on that or a registration form for consideration, please send an email to robertat@hush.com. Friends, if you need an experienced BIC or commercial notary, please drop a line to folks who are manning a site called Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T. We had one fellow send me an angry email. I can't get them. And he addressed his email to them as Notary Depot, D-E-P-O. So you got to brush up on your spelling and listen to your grandchildren when they're practicing for the spelling bee and send an email to these folks. And basically what they're doing is just hooking people up with notaries and fine notaries. We had one of our best notaries lecture, I think the third night of the leadership conference, come leadership retreat, I guess, and it was most rewarding. About two-thirds of the attendees were there, and they were hooked up with notaries, learned how the notary process works from the notary's perspective and what they need to provide so that papers aren't sent back, so that they don't compose certificates that are unsignable because they impose risks upon the notary that are inconsistent, or responsibilities on the notary that are inconsistent with the notary's statutory obligation. The call-in line tonight, friends, is 800-325—that's the local IRS office. 800-313-9443. And I understand we just sent an email out to some of the attendees asking if they'd like to call in, that perhaps tonight would be the night for follow-up. Because I know Roberta and Brian get some emails occasionally. I saw one tonight that said, we sent an email to Sam at Bounce Back. What do we do about follow-up? And so here's one avenue for follow-up. And my apologies for my email accounts being clogged, folks. I'm doing the best that I can, 24/7 with about 5 at max 6 hours out to sleep. And isn't that necessary? So even though I find myself exhausted, I'm trying to catch up and answer your questions and contact those people in the middle of cases that have difficult situations and things of that sort as we move things along. Let's see if there's anything else I'm forgetting tonight. I can take a little more time on these announcements since we have 4 hours each week. Well, yes, that's an announcement that we're on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also the archives have been repaired from what I can see at Republic Broadcasting. There's been an archive computer problem since the move into the new facility. I see, though, the archives are up. Our programs are there with one loss. I think we lost July 28th. I believe that may have been a Saturday, but we shall see. Now, those of you who are interested in the Rockland Seminar, which has all of my commercial processes pre-BIC, but actually quite applicable to many situations, and all of our recourse situations pre-BIC, but those haven't changed, many of those. All of the pleadings that we use to bring judges in to their own court or collaterally when they fail to act on other pleadings, notary deposition to the highest degree you can imagine, treasury liquidation, all kinds of goodies. There were, as I recall, 17 different enforcement strategies on Rockland, and that is still available. We ran out, but we've made some arrangements to remanufacture, and that can be ordered from Brian. That's the Rockland, Massachusetts seminar, and that's ordered from Brian Williams, care of PDFM. Peter David Frank Mary, 159 Delaware Avenue, number 229, Delmar, New York, 12054. And that music, friends, means that you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my
welcome back, friend.
And my debts are rising fast.
You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and I have the pleasure of being your host tonight. The hostess with the mostest. Excuse me, something is wrong in that sentence. But I am pleased to report that one of our listeners has sent us a message. The name of the movie was Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. I know I left one of those out. Maybe my producer can figure out who it was. I think I left Carol out. This is a movie that starred, now I don't want to sound too much like Jack Smith tonight, getting into the movies, but this is sort of a classic. If you want to have a really fun time with your wife or your husband, and you're as old as I am, then you might want to rent Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. By the way, speaking of age, my producer tonight, John, well, he asked me if I had heard about Jack Otto. Now, Jack is was a host on the Republic Network, and he passed away, I believe, this past week. I never met Jack, but I've heard very nice things about him, and we're sorry for the loss, and, of course, We extend condolences to his family and his friends in the listening world and here at the network. So John mentioned that to me, and I inquired as to what he passed away from. And I think the statement was something like, it may have been old age. So I had to warn John. I have to warn all of you young whippersnappers out there that you got to be careful when you're talking about old age to me, because I'm there. I get those brochures from that largest of wondrous political organizations that specializes in confiscating with the wealth of their children and grandchildren, AARP. And by the way, if anyone in AARP hears me and wants to take that issue up sometime, that's one where I would break away from BIC for a very brief discussion. And we would be happy to explore the Social Security system and limited liability as part of that discussion, and what it means to not accept liability for your actions and to congregate in retirement enclaves with walls around them in places like Florida and pass homesteading laws that protect your creditors from your misdeeds, and depart, worst of all, depart from biblical teaching, which is that men and women should work and through work remain youthful and healthy. So if you're looking to play golf in your retirement years, perhaps you ought to head back to Scripture and do a little bit of reading. Now, oh, Bob and Carolyn Pedernales. That's a very, very funny movie dating back to the 60s or 70s, which starred Natalie Wood in her no longer youthful ingenue years, but still a wondrous young woman, and Robert Culp, and Elliot Gould and Diane Cannon. It's funny I remember those four. They were a tremendous cast. Elliot Gould had just come off of MASH. And you might find, those of you who attended the conference, might really get a kick out of Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and see how far we've come since the days of the 60s. Anyway, folks, on to BIC, now that I've wasted all of your time. I have been very busy today. I haven't had a chance to focus in on a particular topic, so we are going to play potpourri tonight. We're going to reach into the grab bag and hope that no one has put a mousetrap in the grab bag. And to do that, we're going to ask Norman from Virginia to guide us in a topic. Norman, are you there?
Yes, Sam. How you doing?
Hi, Norman. My apologies. You have to listen to me tonight.
Hey.
I'm a little wound up, I think.
It's good. It's good. I can tell you it's good. Very explosive, very informative.
Well, I got to stop you there. Now, Norman, in this movement of freedom, we try not to use words like explosive, or at the conference I accidentally said regarding the print on the two screens we had. We had two projectors going so everyone could see. And I said, well, do you want me to blow that up? And suddenly it occurred to me, that's not the language that would be most appropriate at a freedom conference. Considering the FBI is probably sitting in the parking lot and inside with their little belt cameras and whatever else they use. So Norman, don't make me correct you twice now.
Okay, I'll try not to.
All right, Norman, and welcome to the program. We're going to take a little time tonight. I'm not going to rush it to your question, but I'm curious what it is. What can we do for you?
Yes, I utilized my exemption, and I paid off a bill with a bond. And you know how these banks are.
Yes, they do. And unfortunately, I have to interrupt you because that music means we're going to have a brief break, and then we're going to come back for about a 20-minute segment. So you stick with us, Norman.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, join us. I think Norman's got a good question waiting for us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts
are... Welcome back, my friend. You are listening tonight or tomorrow or the next day when you secure this program from the archives to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. My pleasure to be here, and we are talking right now with Norman from Virginia. Norman.
Yes.
So you said you paid a bill with, what did you pay with?
I used a bond, a set-off bond.
A federal bond. What do you mean by that?
No,
can you
describe
the instrument?
Will you utilize your exemption? And you pay a bond with, you pay your bill with a bond.
Was it an indemnity bond? Was it an offset bond? Was
offset.
It a birth certificate bond?
Right, that's what I said. I paid it off with an offset bond.
Okay.
And
so, please continue.
Yes, and the bank held the bond, and they have not ledgered their books, but they wouldn't return the bond back to me. So I said, now you're in possession of payment, and you don't want to, bring the account to a zero balance. There's a problem here. So, they're basically at a standstill as to, I guess they want to see what my response is going to be. And I was thinking, well, the only way that I can get them to respond and make that a zero balance is by way of serving them with a summons and make them tell me under oath that whatever I was doing, if it was wrong, they can tell me under oath and under the penalty of perjury. And,
okay, very good. Do you have a question related to that?
And my question is, you know, it's been a couple of months, and, you know, I wanted to know from your perspective, if you were in my shoes, what would you do?
Well, it's an interesting question. Of course, I can never be in someone else's shoes, so it's hard to say. But a couple of things come to mind here. Have you heard me say that people should place the holder in due course of their instruments in a position where they have to testify as to the disposition of the funds?
Yes, I have.
Yes. So I'm partial to that, certainly. The attractiveness of BIC to me, the initial appeal, once I realized it was a process that I had been doing 4 years ago in my own way, not with the maturity that we have now and instruments that actually have joint beneficiaries, but the appeal was that it puts us in a position where we can say to someone, what did you do with my money? Or what did you do with $5 million belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury? Or who stole the funds?
Mm-hmm.
Or can you identify a defect in the counterclaim? Or, even better, there is no defect in certified United States public record number such and such, and that might be a county stamp or a court stamp or whatever,
mm-hmm,
in which John Jones, agent for the Secretary of State of the state of whatever, has certified that Jane Smith has confessed judgment on bonded promissory note or whatever instrument was used, provided it's a valid instrument, number such and such, as holder in due course of the instrument and confessed successor surety on the liability. And that's a pretty powerful position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing with BIC almost routinely is when we're attempting to pay a liability such as a credit card or a secured liability such as a mortgage or a deed of trust, we are delivering the instrument into the hands of the CFO of the company and sometimes some other fiduciaries as well. Depends on the circumstance. I know of one case where Robert Reich, former, what was he, Secretary of the Treasury or what was he Secretary of? It was the Treasury under Clinton, wasn't it? I believe so. He wasn't Secretary of State, so it must have been Treasury. A man who, when we saw his name, I remember my thought process, here's a man who knows what this is about. And he was on the board. He was actually a chairman, a committee chairman on the board of that particular bank, which will go nameless at the minute. Of course, you can find out by Googling it in 2 seconds, and he was named as a recipient of an instrument as well. Now, just imagine if you deliver a $5 million, $10 million, $50 million payment instrument, and payment instrument, I am not recommending anyone use instruments like currency other than what we have been doing with promissory notes as one possibility, and no one should do anything unless they really know what they're doing, completely know what they're doing. But when such activities are undertaken and an instrument, according to the rules of public policy, that suffices for a satisfaction of an obligation is tendered into the hands of a fictional representative of a living man, then that liability has been paid, and the holder in due course, who is the party that is in a position to enforce the instrument, is now holding the liability by way of conversion, as you have just pointed out, in fact, more succinctly than me. And so we then proceed down the pathway. We like to give a warning first, a three-day offer of immunity, which basically says to them, "Here, dear Mr. Jones, I'm deeply troubled that $5 million of public funds, because the Secretary of the Treasury is named as a co-beneficiary on the instrument, $5 million of public funds, last seen in your possession, have disappeared, and here is your opportunity to disprove the presumption that you have stolen those funds in the special maritime jurisdiction. And what would you take into court, Norman, to make your point? How would you go about that?
Okay, if I were to go into court, what I would take with me would be a notarized, certified affidavit that payment was tendered. Then I would subpoena the affidavit of said party that he or she is not in possession of said funds, and that they can testify under oath that they have not received such funds, and if they did, they have not altered it, they haven't done any appropriate activities with said funds.
All right. Now, if I may, let me comment on that for a moment, all right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we reviewed heavily at this conference and the Law Merchant Leadership Conference last April is the enormous advantage that we have if we use negative averment. You sound like a fellow who's done some negative averment. Is that correct?
No, I've just been doing your homework.
All right. Well, might I suggest that instead of going in and making an offer and making statements that, as an example, on what I call the Honorable Patriots Public Policy Statement, a series of statements such as, on such and such a date, an offer to expand funds under public policy was received by the undersigned. Number two, on such and such a date, the offer was paid with instrument such and such. Number three, on such and such a date, notary public Jane Doe certified that Mr. Jones is in dishonor of the instrument. That sounds fairly straightforward and standard.
Yes.
Might I suggest that we reverse that into negative averment so that we are not testifying, we are not submitting to any broader jurisdiction than that which we want to grant them if we send our straw party in as plaintiff, and we are not making offers or statements that we would have to back up, like when someone goes in and says, "Well, I pay the obligations of the vessel." "Well, hang on there, Mr. Jones. What do you mean by a vessel?" And now you're down the track of making yourself appear like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And so the judge is using that to put you in a scenario where he can turn around and say, "Excuse me, do you have a history of mental illness?" And you know where that's headed, right?
Right.
I mean, I've had them say all kinds of things to me. I was telling someone today, I had a lawyer say to me about a church association, a non-incorporated, non-501c3 organization, which was a genuine church. And it said, according to the state of New York, you don't exist. Imagine that. The fiction can't see it. He had no idea what he was really saying. He believes that the state of New York can tell you that a church cannot own property, when in fact, the state isn't capable of owning anything. Well, it's the same thing here. When you start to make these statements, they will make you out to look like, using that philosophy, to look like you're absolutely insane, And so we don't do it. We don't do it for lots of good reasons, not the least of which is we don't want to be a party to the, any more of the jurisdiction than we absolutely have to be to set the record straight. So what we do is we use their own public records as evidence to turn things around and make life very difficult for them. So what I would do is instead of putting in a sworn affidavit or anything of that sort, I would use their own documents as evidence. If an affidavit is needed, it would be as simple as, it could be an affidavit of negative averment as a supportive affidavit for any motion or petition that you would put in, or it could be an affidavit which would simply present their record to them as evidence. Could even be an affidavit from a notary, couldn't it, stating that on such and such a date, I place this into evidence. The notary can testify all she wants. And so there are a lot of ways to go about it. The primary way would be if we were filing a complaint, let's say in the United States District Court. Is that what you had in mind?
Yes.
All right. So let's say you filed a complaint. It could be a quiet title action because they are trying to impair your security interest. Even though you're not seeking title, it could be a quiet title action. Title is the last thing you want. But you would go into that venue, and you might put it in negative averment fashion instead of the honorable patriot public policy statement. So it might say, instead of, on such and such a date, they sent me an offer. It might start out with a big gun and say, there is no evidence of a defect in certified public record, certified United States public record or registered public record number such and such, in which John Jones, agent for the Secretary of State of the State of New York, has certified that Jamie Smith, defendant, is, and then you just have a field day, has stipulated to. Now, you're not saying she's in default. You're saying that the notary has certified that she has confessed judgment, and she has stipulated to holding all liability as confessed, holder in due course, debtor in possession, and successor surety to all obligations previously attributed to legal fiction Sam Kennedy or something of that sort. So right in your opening first paragraph, you have said, I'm doing this by negative averment. I'm not testifying to a thing. I am placing that piece of evidence into the record, or the notary is, and there is no defect in it. And it already has won the case.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't gone out and said, this is binding administrative judgment. Oh, it's administrative. It's a judgment? What court is it from? You know, how many times have we heard that, right?
Right.
We give them no openings to wiggle. If anyone can think of an uglier sight than some fat-ass judge, excuse my expression, wiggling in public, then you send it on to me, because frankly, I can't think of anything more disgusting than that. We give them no wiggle room. I don't want to see them dancing like some sort of stripper doing a table dance in my courtroom. I'm sorry. I must have been eating carbohydrates today.
No, that's a good one.
All kidding aside, I mean, I have respect for these folks, but sometimes it's difficult to get them to the realization that the emperor has no clothing, which they don't. And by using negative averment in that fashion, coming in as a plaintiff, and before you even file the papers, saying to the court clerk, the clerk of court, first thing I need is a dozen subpoenas in this case. It's probably going to be pretty big. And now you have the power of subpoena to back it up. And what's the very next paper you put in to that case right after you put the complaint in?
You're asking me. After you put the complaint in?
Yep. And the summons, of course, to summons them in.
Right.
But what's the very first 2 seconds after the complaint goes in, you file what?
Right after you put in the complaint, the summons follows right after that.
Yes, and then what else are you going to put in?
And then I guess the stuff from the notary, that will already be in there.
That's right. That would be part of your complaint. All right. Time's up. You lose the refrigerator, Norman. But, you know, you gain this information. As I said at the conference, what you lose in the mashed potatoes, you gain in the peas and carrots. And what you would place in immediately thereafter is a petition in the nature of a motion by, actually, maybe not by special appearance in that case, but you'd have to think that one out, for summary judgment based upon the pleadings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right there. You want summary judgment because this is a confession of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So Norman, you might not even put a complaint in the case.
Mm-hmm.
You might take a self-executing confession of judgment. If it was me, I'd probably try this. I'm not telling you to, Norman.
Mm-hmm,
you
really
have to decide what's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But you might take a judgment by confession and place that into the court.
Mm-hmm.
And attach to it the affidavit of confession of judgment. Norman, why don't you stick around? I think we should talk about that after the break. What do you think?
Sure, okay.
All right. Norman, you have my ear. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please join us after a brief break. It's going to be interesting.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left,
welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are here with Norman from Virginia, the great state of Virginia. And Norman, this is about to get interesting because we're going to discuss a whole bunch of ways that one can go in as a plaintiff. in federal court or any other court. And we're going to start off with at least three ways, well, at least two ways to do confession of judgment, and probably four ways to seek summary judgment here. Would you be interested in that?
Yes, but before we start, Sam, I would like to know where, if it's possible, can I get some type of a sample of an indemnification?
An indemnity bond?
Yes.
All right. Have you listened to any of the back programs, Norman?
Yes.
All right. So are you familiar with BIC and what the word
yes.
means? What? Yes, it means beneficiaries in common, correct?
Right. I'm correct. Yes.
All right. Well, certainly, I'm sure if you send an email on to takenoprisoners@republicbroadcastingnetwork,
mm-hmm.
that you can be exposed to a sample indemnity bond.
Okay.
But I caution you, and I've been quite vocal in making this caution. I had someone a day or two ago who I know, who I've helped on the phone, say, you've seen what our group can do, and they do some fine, sophisticated work, including court pleadings. And most court pleadings I see are equity and will wind up being rejected. Theirs was very nice, although I would probably take the statutory quotations out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you see what we can do? Would we be able to purchase the CD of documents from the Law Merchant Leadership Conference?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to give them the, with regrets, I had to give them the bad news that that's just not possible. There are a number of reasons. We're not even recording the seminar at this point. It's for privacy purposes for all the attendees who are doing case presentation. But the other thing is, I have deeply held convictions that I cannot be complicit in a continuing history of patriots shooting themselves in the foot with an arsenal of weapons that are much more capable of self-injury than they are of remedy if they don't have the training.
Right.
This conference, Norman, was intensive. Was just intensive, and people left there. The final day, the final few hours, I looked at them and I asked, is there anything we spoke about that isn't clear? I don't expect people to really understand how to execute anything on the spot, but is it clear how the instruments function, how one might elect to use them, what are the methods of presentation, including commercial lien, we did a lot on, and then at least half a dozen ways to enforce them. Is that clear to people? There wasn't a hand that was raised at that point. Everyone virtually took away an understanding of what they had to do, and that's their best protection. And many of them immediately went to work. There are a couple that have large groups, hundreds of people, and they immediately went to work assisting other people. Like we had a couple of arrests immediately after the conference of people who had hearings. We knew we were going to be in trouble, of course, because these are lengthy, protracted cases that had just come to fruition. And so it was shocking to see the mentors go to work and the volume of ideas that they had to address these issues. So, Norman, that music is leading us to the end of the first hour of this program. Stick around. We're going to bring you in for the second hour. This conversation is worth pursuing. And I appreciate you calling. So don't go away.
I'll stand
and that
by.
Includes all of my fine listeners out there. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be away for 1 minute. Come back and join us, folks. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's true.